Galnet News Digest, 3rd of May, 3304. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Gloomy Utopian diverts commanders from Thargoid front line. Minor update planned. Death warrant issued against Hutton Hairball. Gloomy Utopian diverts commanders from Thargoid front line. Pranav Antal, described by Felicia Winters as the dystopian utopian, is encouraging commanders to leave the battle against the Thargoids to help the utopians build a defensive shield around the Sim Archive. The move follows a similar appeal a few weeks back to upgrade the hardware and software used by the Archive, which is a databank of the memories of dead people. It's a bit like books, only with flashing lights. Antal has stepped up his efforts to add to the Archive in response to what he sees as the likely elimination of humanity at the hands of the alien threat from the Pleiades. And he's now seeking to install defences to keep the Archive safe, to be our last remaining memory, when we've all been wiped out. Admiral Aidan Tanner and Lee Yong-Rui united in their condemnation of Antal's defeatist attitude, citing new anti-Xeno weaponry and the way business is carrying on very much as usual, as reasons not to listen to the pacifist peacenik of Polevnik. Minor update planned. The Pilots Federation has announced a public consultation over proposed technical and organisational changes. The consultation will run in 3-week blocks over the next 2 months, and will cover topics such as the organisation of squadrons, something already being prototyped by Dr. Arcanon and Canon Interstellar's Gnosis Megaship, exploration, which is likely to include new scanning techniques, new means of finding points of interest, and quite possibly the ability to land on a more varied selection of planets, and something mysterious called a codex. Codexes are the stubby black pillars at Guardian ruin sites that contain the collected wisdom of the now deceased Guardian race. Quite what the Pilots Federation intends to do with these hexagonal obsidian prisms remains, for now, obscure. But the most exciting discussion will be around the topic on the lips of almost every commander. Mining. What commander could possibly resist the call of the asteroid belts? Who could resist the opportunity to fly through the most beautiful vistas in the galaxy, past rocky asteroids and through glittering icy belts, and to blast them into small scoopable pieces using a mining laser and lots of time and patience? What could possibly be done to make mining more pleasurable? We'll have our chance to let the Pilots Federation know what we think very soon. Death warrant issued against Hutton Hairball. A bounty has been issued against Commander Vingt et Un of the Hutton Truckers after a diplomatic incident on Federation territory. The DISO system, ambassador to the Federation, Mui McMewface, was reportedly enjoying the spring sunshine on a conveniently placed sunbed on the federal capital of Seoul, when the errant commander allegedly attacked without warning. The ambassador made a calculated retreat from the commander, whereupon he was chased by a large dog that appears to have been placed with malicious intent. The cat people of DISO have broken off diplomatic relations with the dog people of the Hutton Truckers Cooperative and have issued a warrant for the elimination of criminal Vingt et Un. Reward choices for the successful bounty hunter include a nearly but not quite dead mouse and the opportunity to tickle the ambassador behind the ear. Ambassador McMewface is reported to have suffered significant injury to his dignity. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.